Well, today we have Laura Canning joining us here on the phone. Laura is the naturalist with Cass County Conservation Board. Got some projects, some plans, some things going on folks can take advantage of here coming up pretty quick. Going to talk about that this morning. Laura, how are you?
Oh, we're hanging in there.
All right, very good. Well, I see that you've got something coming up here a little bit later this month on Saturday, May 23rd. It's a stand-up paddleboard demonstration, and you mentioned in the notes here that this is really growing fast.
Yeah, you know, stand-up paddleboarding, we've been, this will be our third full summer doing it, but it is one of the highest or fastest growing water sports in the country right now. So not only just here in Iowa, you know, 5 years ago, even it was pretty, it was growing, and it's, you know, it's just shot off for like a rocket about 5 years ago, and we jumped on.
So you've been doing it for a while over the years. Will you do it a few times this summer then?
Yes. We try to do it at least monthly throughout the summer. And so we have, we already limit the classes to 5 people per class, and we'll be doing extra disinfecting and things like that with our things. But yeah, we're going to start off our season on May 23rd, and that's going to be an afternoon class. There'll be some morning classes later in the summer when our water temperatures get much warmer and our air temperatures get way too hot. So we hold those morning classes usually in July and such when it might be a 90-degree day, things like that. But to start us out, for Memorial Day weekend, we're going to do that in the afternoon. There is spots still available. Our 2:30 spots are open. There's a couple left at the 1:00. And how these kind of go is that we show everybody that, you know, how to do it, what to do, and then there's usually about a half an hour of time that they can just try it out, essentially, and be on the board here at Cold Springs Lake, and things like that. But it's one of those that we're making people sign up for your slot. You do have to be less than 250 pounds to stand on my boards, just because there's a weight restriction on our boards. And of course, you have to be an adult or older than 16. And if you don't have a life jacket, we'll provide you with one. And so we do this monthly, and then our June date will be June 13th in the afternoon as well. So and that one's starting to fill up as well. So get in if this sounds amazing and awesome that you want to try out. It's like standing on a big, kind of a big surfboard, and try your hand at this. It is, people are surprised to figure out that it uses some muscles that you're not used to using.
Why is this so popular? Why do folks want to give this a try?
Well, you know, look at Iowa here. You know, you've got some nice, quiet lakes, quiet, even farm ponds, and that's really why it's grown so much. You can buy boards that will go on a river and things like that, so you could do this on the river as well. Ours are strictly lake boards, but ours are inflatable, so we can pick this up and we can take this in other parks and things like that. So, but yeah, just, you know, a lot of our lakes aren't huge. You know, you can name off the really big lakes in Iowa that can have those big ski boats on it. You know, those aren't the most fun places to take a paddleboard. So we've got plenty of places to go with these. That's what I love about it.
Sure. Well, some folks like to be around the water, but might not be the best swimmers. Is this still okay for them?
Yeah. You know, I tell people, since you're on a lake with ours, you know, you're pretty much, we do a leash, essentially, from your leg, from your ankle to the board, and you not only having a life jacket on, but you are leashed to a big inflatable life jacket as well. So you can look at it that way, at least.
Okay. What's the toughest thing that people have to learn when they first get on?
How much balance it does really take, and the thought they have to go through sometimes to just stand up. Some people are naturals at it and just stand up on the board and go off like and shock me. I was not one of those learners, but people are just surprised on how other muscles it uses and things like that.
Very good. And again, those spots are filling up pretty quickly. They're going to be starting here on May 23rd, but they'll have a number of different opportunities here this year. Is it free? Do you just call the office?
Yep, just free. Call the office. Get you signed up. If we're not here, make sure you leave a name and a phone number and what spot you want, essentially, and we'll give you a call back and confirm with you and things like that. Our phone number is 769-2372.
Okay, very good. Maybe if somebody wants to try something a little different that they can do outdoors. And it's real easy to do social distancing on this because nobody
right.
wants to get within 6 feet of somebody paddleboarding, right?
Right. I tell people you might get within 6 feet of a turtle, too, if they really get, if they go off and explore my lake, you know, especially in the early part of the spring. Those turtles are just out here just basking in the sun.
Very good. Well, I want to talk about something else, too, because there are opportunities out there yet. I know planting season. Folks have been thinking about getting things in the ground, or maybe they've already done it, but it's not too late, and you do still have some opportunities for folks to take advantage of some programs here to get some things that they can spruce up their yard, garden, and grounds with.
Yeah, we have. We did our plant sale in April, and we know now that we have a couple extras coming or here already. And so we have a couple species extra of our native plants. So we thought we'd make sure that everybody knew if they missed that and forgot to, you know, get it sent in. Give us a call. We might have some of the species you wanted left. Some of the ones we know for sure that we have extra of. New England aster, which is a beautiful purple flower. And then we've got hairy mountain mint and culver's root. Those ones are both white. Purple prairie clover and prairie smoke are available as well. Again, give us a call down here at the office, and then we're going to have a designated time, dates and times for pickup of not only your native plants, but then we also have some free trees going on, and same pickup times for those. We were awarded a Trees for Communities grant, so we are giving away some free tree seedlings. Now, these aren't large diameter trees; they are seedlings. But we tell people, give them, plant them properly, and give them protection from those animals that would want to come along. Those should grow up into some really nice trees for you. We've got black cherry. We have a lot of oak species. We have black oak, bur oak, red oak, and swamp white oak. Black walnut, and then we have shagbark hickories and a bush or a shrub that is called high bush cranberry as well. And those are free. You do have to be a Cass County resident. So you can call our office. You can sign up for the preferred tree species that you'd like. We are limiting the two trees per address or two trees per person or family, I should say, residence. And then we have to ask, of course, for a phone number in case anything happens, but then a zip code, where are you going to plant these trees? And we are going to be checking your residency and things like that. But sign up for some great little seedlings. And those pickup times for both the native plant sale and the trees are going to be the Thursday and Friday before Memorial Day, so the 21st and the 22nd of May. We'll have our offices open and just come on down to Cold Springs. We'll have our offices open a little bit later. Thursday we're going to be open till 6, and Friday we'll be open till 7 p.m. to get these native plants passed out and these trees passed out. So for sure give us a call and get signed up for these trees until we run out. We do have a limited quantity of certain species, so be thinking of your maybe your top three of what you want in case we are out of a tree that you had wanted, things like that. So we should be able to tell you that over the phone. Make sure you leave your name and phone number and the trees that you'd like, and so we can give you a phone call back if we're not in the office.
Okay. Well, because of that Trees for Communities grant, those seedlings are free for the trees, but those native plants that you had kind of left over, is there a cost for those?
Yeah, most of them are right around $3.50. Our prairie smoke is $2 and a quarter. So, and we might have a couple of the other species, but just not very many of the other species that we had on our form. So, those, if you're interested in looking at those specifics about those plants, definitely check out AtlanticIowa.com. You click on county, and then you click on county departments, and you can find conservation right there. And then you'll be able to see our plant sale form.
Very good. All the information they'll need right there. And then they can go ahead and make those phone calls so they can get those opportunities scheduled in for the stand-up paddleboarding demonstrations. And, of course, if you want to take advantage of the trees or the plants, check those out as well. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's nice to see things coming back to life again here as we get towards summer.
Yeah, literally. Let's plant some plants and plant some trees out there.
Very good. Laura, thank you so much for the time.
All right, thank you.